Well, good afternoon, folks. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS 81.3 Sound of M. And that's the fastest I'm going to do that for a while. Hello, Celia. It's glad to hear you're back here again.
Hi, how are you, Jeff?
I'm pretty good. And, boy, it's been a while since you've been in, but I'm sure I'm glad we have you back in the studio today. You brought along some great songs today. Let's play the first song here. It's called Wake Me Up. Where did you hear that song?
I don't know. I heard it on the radio. It's not very country, but it's very catchy, and I like singing along to it.
Okay. We'll play that. We'll be back with our guest, Celie Diebold, who is the Ontario Queen of the Furrow, and also, well, I guess you were the past North Dumfries Queen. And just a whack of stuff you've been doing. So stay tuned, folks. We will be right back.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me.
This is Eric Lockie from the FS Air Branch in Air. You are listening to the Agricultural Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by Waterloo Federation of Agriculture.
All right, what a great song, Steely. Why do you like that song? It's a crossover, right? It's a country.
Yeah.
How do you describe that?
Yeah, I'd call it a crossover, like pop, little bit of country, but mainly pop. It's just very catchy.
Yeah,
it is. Good meaning behind it.
Did you hear it at a dance somewhere on the radio?
Yeah, I think, well, it's played at every dance you go to, but just on the radio, it's all the time you hear it.
Today, folks, I guess, is Celie Diebold. Celie is the Ontario Queen of the Furrow, and we were just talking before this segment that it was New Year's Day you were here last.
Yes, and it was very, very stormy, so quite the transition, now very hot.
And now it's very, very summery today. You can feel the humidity in the air, and what a difference. We're going to talk a little bit, hopefully, about, what you've been doing since New Year's, of course, and of course, in terms of the whole year, you're the Ontario Plow Queen. How's that going?
Oh, it's good. It's starting to really get busy now. Mm-hmm. I've done quite a bit though since January, I guess. We've been to dinners and lots of different places, I guess. Like wherever I'm needed, I sometimes get calls from the Plowman's Association asking me to attend a dinner in a couple days. Or sometimes mm-hmm. I drive out to I was at a quilt show in May, which was put on by the IPM. But there's lots of different things, and it always varies. I've been walking around at different festivals, and I rode horseback in the New Dundee Parade on the May long weekend. Mm-hmm. Coming up for me, next Wednesday, I'll be in Ottawa at the Plowing for a Cure Golf Tournament. Following that, July 1st Canada Day Parade in Cambridge, well, in Preston, along the main street there, so mm-hmm. that should be fun.
Yep.
And then we start getting into the local plowing matches, and it's just going to keep getting busier.
And the really big show is in the town of Ivy this year.
Yes, little town of Ivy, 20 minutes northwest of Barrie, for people that don't know who it is, where it is. September 16th to 20th. It's always a Tuesday to Saturday. And there's lots of places to stay in Barrie and hotels. And as well, I would definitely recommend the RV park if you're willing to kind of camp it out for the week. That's a lot of fun. And it's something you definitely don't want to miss. 101st anniversary.
Yes, I guess it is 101st. That's right. Wow, what a great tradition. So you are going to probably be spending, I'm sure, the whole week up there at the match. And I bet you a fair amount of time before the match with their, they'll have a press release and, on-site press.
So we just had Plow Day as well, which was May 31st, which was kind of a demonstration for plowing, and lots of the media got to come out. And but a couple weeks before the match, I'm not sure the date is totally set yet, but we do the whole media release and a volunteer day where they kind of orientation, where they learn about everything, and it's really kind of the kickoff to the match. And then I'll be down there a lot getting ready.
Any words of advice for a prospective Queen of the Furrow? So you can look forward to a great year, a busy year, a year that surprises you. How has it been so far?
Yeah, it's been good. So I've met all the queens, and we've got a really good group of girls this year mm-hmm. From all over. And it's definitely an unforgettable year. There's definitely some times, you're a little stressed. There's so many things going on at once, but the reward is definitely far greater. And it definitely keeps you on your toes. Like, there's lots of events that pop up out of nowhere and you get a last minute call, but then you attend them, you have a great time. So it's a lot of fun.
So the big show is in September. And in the interim, people will find you at all kinds of events, whether it's parades or banquets or meetings and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then you'll be returning. You're probably going to the local match back here in North Dumfries County.
Yeah, I'm definitely hoping to come back to the Waterloo match. Waterloo has one of the few matches that is after the International Plowing Match. So it is good for the new incoming queen because they get a few local matches just right at the start of their reign. And then they get some time off. So last year, I attended 4 matches right after I was crowned. But this year, I hope to go back and visit a couple of those and just see what a year's brought. And new farm, new people, but it's always fun to go back and visit.
We'll talk about a little bit more about your plans after all this at the end of the show. Looking forward to the next step. So you're going to go back to school and
yes,
and all those other cool things. So
yeah,
in the interim, it's ply match is the buzzword, and you're busy with that. But I know you're doing some other things, and we'll talk about that. Let's play another song here.
All right.
So, how's about this one? It's called "Time Is Love." Where did you hear that song? And when
this is
like
a little bit of an older song. A couple years, I'd say about a year ago, it was a big hit. But this is by Josh Turner, and I'm going to see him this summer up on Manitoulin Island at their country music festival. So it's a pretty good kickoff into my summer.
All right, we'll be back, folks. It's the Agriculture Show. This episode number 82, and you're listening to us on CKMS Radio 1.3 Sound FM, Community Radio in Uptown Waterloo. It is June the 10th of 2014. See you in a bit.
I know I gotta put in the hours, make the money while the sunlight shines. But anything I gotta get done, it can get done some other time. Time is love, gotta run. Love to hang longer, but I got someone who waits, waits for me. She's where I need to be. Time is love, gotta run. I only get so many minutes, don't wanna spend them all on the clock. In the time that we spent talking, how many kisses have I lost? Time is love, gotta run. Love to hang longer, but I got someone who waits, waits for me. And right now she's where I need to be. Time is love, gotta run. Gotta fly, is love, gotta run. Love to hang longer, but I got someone who waits, waits for me. And right now she's where I need to be. Time is love, gotta run. Love to hang longer, but I got someone who waits, waits for me.
This is Chase Phillips, and you're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Okay, thanks for listening in, folks, here today on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM, The Agriculture Show. Your host, Jeff Steger, and my guest today is Seeley Diebold. And Seeley, glad to see you here. It seems like we're trying to do this show back in before Christmas, and we finally got one going at New Year's Day, and it was included yourself and Victoria Kyle, who's a North Dumfries Queen, and Sharon Gross, who was our Ontario Queen and North Dumfries Queen many years ago. So The weather being what it was, you and Victoria got here, but we had to do a show with Sharon a little bit later on, so that worked out okay. And my first segment here, we were just talking a little bit about all the things to do with the plowing match, and that's coming up. And oh, first things, where did you hear that song you picked there? Where did you hear that one at? Why do you like that one?
I first heard that one on the radio, and then I just liked it ever since. But I'm excited to see him in a couple months, and shall be a good concert.
What are they playing at Junior Farmer Dances these days, and all those social things like that? And
mostly country, which is good, but because it's easiest to dance to. But they do play some more popular stuff like the pop and rock, and obviously we get the oldies in there too, some Alabama and stuff like that, so it's a good mix.
So a little segue into our second segment here, and we did talk about the plowing match, and Celia's so busy in many different things. So we could start with Junior Farmers. It's a youth group in Waterloo County. It's just your second year. Tell us a bit more about Junior Farmers and where you're at. It's your second year.
Sure, yeah. I think the end of this year will be our third year, actually, okay, that we've have been affiliated. But we have an exciting summer coming up for Junior Farmers. Just 2 weeks ago, we hosted 7 delegates, mm-hmm, international delegates from all over. They included England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, Germany, Switzerland, and Australia. So that was a lot of fun. And we just toured them around Waterloo, showed them different parts. We took them to St. Jacob's Farmers Market and down the south end near me around Ayr and that. And they had a lot of fun, and right now they're busy traveling the rest of Ontario with other groups. This week they're in Bruce County, but they come back to Perth County next week, so we'll be tagging up with them again, and 'cause we had a lot of fun. And they're here until Labor Day, and then their exchange is over, so it's a 3-month exchange. Also in Waterloo, we have a baseball tournament coming up for Slow Pitch. We're still looking for teams. That is July 11th and 12th, just a Friday, Saturday, and it's going to be in New Hamburg, mm-hmm, so kind of central to county. And other than that, we're busy helping with other clubs at barbecues and stuff like that. And every month we get together and have a social, and every month we also get together and have a meeting. So we're working hard and doing what we can, and volunteering when we can. Our last volunteering was at Lobster Fest.
So
we try and get out and do lots of different things. And our group's growing, and we're always looking for more recruiting members. So we're definitely on the rise, which is good.
Yeah, you run a quality program, community involvement, just straight fun, travel opportunities. Have you given some thought to going and exchange yourself?
Yeah, I would really like to. This is the second time I've hosted delegates. I also hosted two from Wales last winter. And once I get out of school or get a little bit farther into school, I would definitely like to go on an exchange. I'm not sure where yet, but there's lots of options.
It sure opens your eyes when delegates come in. You meet interesting people. You hear interesting where they live, what they do. Just kind of gets the old motor running.
Yeah, and it's so cool to know that they would open their house to you just like you have for them. So I know I have a place to stay when I go now, and that's good.
Makes a lot of sense. It's like traveling with friends.
Exactly.
Before we finish off the Junior Farmers, I know you're there's a reunion happening, like the 100th anniversary for Junior Farmers in Waterloo County is, and next year to.
Yes, in 2015.
Yeah, so that all happens to be, I think, the 4-H anniversary of the year after, perhaps. And so it's a great anniversary year for alumni and past members to keep their ears to the ground and look forward to maybe having some events to celebrate that.
Yeah, we're really starting to look ahead into that year and plan perhaps one kind of big event, but lots of little other events with alumni and stuff, whether it be a sports game or something like that. But please stay posted, and if you want to get a hold of us, you can. We're on Facebook, and search us in the phone book or something. But Jeff knows how to get a hold of us.
That's true. And if you were to contact Jeff at soundfm.ca, I would forward those requests along to the Junior Farmers.
That would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, that'd be great. we can probably touch. There's also a few other things you're up to. I know you're busy working, and you're also involved with as a representative for the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture too. Maybe a few words about both those things. You're busy working at the horse farm.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So the horse farm, I work in at an Arabian farm just outside of Ayr, Summerlock Farm, for Jim and Joyce Summers, and just a lot of fun. I've known them my whole life, so I just go out a couple times a week and train a couple. I'm working with a few babies right now, and lots of fun. Hope to do a show later on in the year, and just ride in lots of different places. I was at my first show on Sunday, and I did very, very well. Got lots of first place ribbons, so that was good with me.
Yeah.
And, and then the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture, I am the agricultural representative on behalf of junior farmers, mm-hmm. so I go and sit in at the WFA meetings, and we have a lot of fun. They're really funny, good group of guys.
Yeah.
And, often we bring food because it makes everything better, and that's a lot of fun. But just trying to connect our junior farmers to the actual farmers of today, and mm-hmm. we relay lots of messages through each other. And it's a lot of fun. It's because I don't live on a farm, it definitely opens my eyes to more issues that people are dealing with because I don't have to deal with them directly. So, mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
Well, and I think that the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture benefits tremendously too, because they are very much interested in what's happening with the next bunch of farmers and potential farmers.
Yeah.
And so it's very pleasant and heartening for those persons as well to see a younger farm community members at some of these events too. So it's a good deal.
Yes, it's fun.
Okay, let's play another song now. How's about this one here? Stronger Beer?
This is by Tim Hicks. He's a Canadian.
Yeah.
I first heard this, I guess, on the radio, but there was kind of a big buzz about it, and it's definitely a Canadian song, which you'll hear as it gets played. A lot of fun. Reminds me of summer, and looking forward to seeing him in concert sometime soon as well.
Sounds like you have some great plans. Okay. Yeah. Let's play. The song is Stronger Beer and more Tim Hortons or something. It's all Canadian. You're listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 1.2 Sound of Famish. Host Jeff Steger with me is Ontario Queen of the Furrow, Celie Diebold. We'll be right back.
We eat Smarties, you eat M&M's. You think all our money looks pretend? Yeah, we got Bryan Adams. Hey, you got Bruce Springsteen. But we can't drink in bars when we're just 19. You got Brad Pitt, but we got Keanu Reeves. But we got the best lake fishing, you best believe. Yeah, you make fun of us cause we spell color with a U. Think you're all that, Mr. Red, White, and Blue. We say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls in a longer field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. We got Dunkin' Donuts, we got Timmy's. We got more land, but bro, we got more cities. You sure love the NFL, MLB, and the NBA. But to the great white north, hockey is the only game. Hey, we say A, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls in a long field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch on your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. So here's to you, my southern neighbor. All kidding aside, it takes me 6 beers to get pissed drunk, but for you, it takes 9, sucker. Hey!
both got pro football.
Said we got big balls in along the field.
One touchdown.
We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, men up here.
We got strong beer.
Yeah, we got strong beer.
Hi, this is Sarah Brown from Climate Action WR. You're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region.
Okay, and we also have stronger beer. That's a fun song.
It is
fun.
Where
did you find that one?
I guess it was on the radio, but I think my sister introduced it to me and told me I must listen to this song. So it wasn't his first hit, so we were aware of him before that. But I heard it on the highway, I guess, on satellite radio from right down in Nashville. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. It's not like you've been traveling. That's good.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Always fun to hear a great song. Makes you laugh, makes you kind of fun.
Yeah.
Make a fun thing.
Puts you in a good mood for sure.
You guys, you have to get some American delegates up on exchanges. I guess there's occasionally they have them, don't they? Are they all to Europe?
I don't know. They seem to all be to Europe. Yeah. I'm not even sure if it's an option for us to go to the States or not. Like, it seems to be more like over next continent over kind of thing. Yeah.
I can't remember my mind's eye that there's ever been a whole lot with the UR.
However, I don't know. Maybe through 4-H there might be, because 4-H is big in the States. And so I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have some down there called Future Farmers of America or something, which is sort of like they have 4-H, obviously, like we do. And I think there's been exchanges there. However, for this equivalent to junior farmers, it doesn't come much to mind. So, well, lots of stuff. You, this is a good song. Looking forward to playing some of the other ones that's coming up here. This is episode 82 and June the 10th of 2014, and Celia is in the 3/4 of the way through your plowing.
Yeah, I'd say about. The plowing match is something like 98 days away. Not that I'm counting, but it's coming up.
It'll be a big change when he comes back there. We can talk a little bit about some of your future plans after this. If you'd like, let's do that for a short bit, then we'll do a wrap-up afterwards. But so your immediate plan is, of course, as you point out, 98 days is the plowing match.
Yep, that's my main focus, and everything right now gets set around plowing match and the events leading up to that. But then I'm off to the University of Guelph for a Bachelor of Science in Agriculture degree, looking into either the nutrition side of things or even possibly into the veterinary side. Mm-hmm. We'll see kind of what I like when I get there and what I want to lean towards. I am a big sucker for animals right now, but there's lots of things to do in crops as well.
Yeah, let's see. Boy, you'll get your eyes full up there, ideas. There's so much going on up there. So many choices. It's career or training.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it? Is that now 3 years or 4 years?
It's a 4-year program. Okay. However, if you apply to vet school, it normally takes about 3 years, and then you can apply. So potentially you wouldn't have to finish your degree if you got accepted.
Yeah.
So there's a few different options there for you.
And is that, would you just be going straight all the way through, or are you thinking about, do they have a co-op? I shouldn't know if they do or not, a co-op program?
Yeah, there are co-op options. Like, it depends on the programs you take and the courses you take. First year, there's no co-op, there's definitely opportunities as you further your education, and as well, like, lots of people, when they're off through the summer, they'll try and get a job in and around on a farm. Mm-hmm. I know my friend works in at their beef research farm, and so kind of through the University of Guelph and in the area of agriculture, and she's making money at it, but there are definitely co-op options available.
So, and then, of course, there's It's a full range of social activities up there. There's even the Junior Farmer Club at the
university. Yes. Yeah, there is. That's our kind of the newest thing to JFAO, because they're not really a club for the entire year, because right. they're only at school for 8 months or so. So, but they are a club, and they are actually hosting our provincial winter games next year. Okay. So we hosted in Waterloo last year, and this year it's going to Guelph. And it'll be great because they have a beautiful facility in a big area right on campus. Yep. So... it's going to be perfect, I think, and I'll be able to help out a bit with that, seeing as I'm at Guelph.
Yep. And probably your work career will have to, you'll be only out to the summers as a farm on weekends.
Maybe. Yeah, weekends or in the summer, spring and summer. I've been working a lot this year to try and make up for that, but once it comes to school, school's number one, definitely, yeah. and we'll see about getting, you know, a full-time job or numerous part-time jobs come next spring and summer.
That's really cool. You're able to take that time between high school and university to do away from school.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
A very much project-oriented with
yeah. the University of Guelph is nice that way because yeah. you can defer your offer. So okay. I was accepted last year, and I decided to defer. So there was no pressure. I didn't have to reapply. I was already in, and so that was awesome. Lots of schools you'd have to reapply, and you run the risk of not getting accepted the next year. So it was awesome. There was no pressure, and I was already in. But I took the year, and I worked, and got to be queen and yeah. Just get some stuff done that I wanted to do. So
things are awesome. It's going
it
so well.
Great.
Let's play. You brought some great songs here. I want to play another song again.
All right, deal. All right,
so I got the one here lined up. It's called "Welcome to the Farm."
Deal. This is a Luke Bryan song. Right. Definitely an older song. Was never necessarily a hit on the radio, but really. I guess kind of brings you back to like the roots of farming, and lots of country music now is all about pickup trucks and that, and it is like that, but it's a little bit more country, I guess, than yeah. than what some people call country today.
Okay, we're going to play that. Stay tuned, folks. Stay locked in. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 1.3 Sound FM in beautiful Uptown Waterloo, your best and beautiful community radio station, with the roar of King Street traffic in behind and a lovely guest today, Celie Diebold. We'll be right back.
Sound. We can take a trip. yeah. Pine straw in your hair, not an ounce of makeup on you. As the sun goes down, girl, I ain't ever seen you looking so good as you do right now. Welcome to the farm. You can roll your windows down, baby, take my arm. Ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road, go walk around the bend, lay by the river, climb up in the barn. Welcome to the farm. Yeah, yeah. Right there's an old step site. How about that blue sky? So pretty it'll make you cry. We can roll on over yonder or sit right here and ponder. Watch the wind whirl.
This is Carla Kale from the Waterloo Region Museum. You are listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Okay, and we are back. And today is June 10th of 2014, and this is episode number 82 of the Agriculture Show. My guest today is Celie Diebold, and we've just had a real ride here, Celie. We're talking about plowing match stuff, we're talking about junior farmer stuff and future plan stuff.
Yeah, lots of stuff.
I know. Let's go over a short list of things that... talk about before in our last little bit of the show here of upcoming events. Milverton Rodeo. Tell us.
Yeah, the Milverton Rodeo is coming up. That's a part of the Dodge Ram Rodeo Tour, which often comes to the plowing match too. It's kind of their one of their last shows.
I remember that guy.
So it's kind of cool to see them, I don't know, a few months before the show and see some improvements or stuff like that. But that's Saturday, June the 21st in Milverton, obviously. I believe it starts at 2 p.m. And then there is a dance later that night for 19 and over. And I will be walking around as queen, so come by and say hi. But I'll also be with the group of junior farmer delegates. So kind of mixing up my organizations and stuff, but it'll be fun.
How handy is that?
Exactly.
Have fun both ways. Is this a fundraiser by any chance, you know? What is this for?
I'm not really sure. Okay. I know they normally do a parade and a rodeo and stuff like that, but I'm not sure they're specifically raising money. It's just more the rodeo itself is on tour.
Okay. Another event coming up we got a chance to mention is the Farm Safety Day.
Yeah, Children's Farm Safety Day. So that's the next event us junior Waterloo junior farmers will be helping run and volunteering at. And I believe a few members from Perth as well. That's this coming Saturday, June the 14th at the Shirk Farm in Plattsville. Mm-hmm. So they open up for young kids and we do lots of different stations from large animal safety to tractor safety and water safety and lots of cool things. So we're looking forward to helping at that again, and the kids love it and they learn a lot and they get free pizza, so it's
free pizza.
Good for them. Yeah.
Are you wearing your Queen of the Furrow sash or your junior farmer hat for this one?
I am not quite sure yet, actually. We'll see as the, I guess, Saturday gets closer. But I always have my crown and sash with me if I ever need to put it on.
So, and, you know, people get to know you with the plowing match, and they no doubt people have questions how it's going there.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So that's another one of these combo events, I suppose. What else is coming up in junior farmers in the Waterloo region in the next little while that people might be interested in or can participate in?
Yeah, some dates aren't really set, but I know tonight we're out cleaning up our road that we have adopted, I guess. So that's kind of a fun thing that we do, not necessarily for their new members who think picking up road trash is not the best way to introduce them, but... not really sure set on lots of dates yet. We've focused a lot on the delegates, and I know come next week when they're in Perth County, we're going to tag along to some of their events. They're doing a car rally, and they're doing dinner and pool party and a barbecue, so all that's on Facebook. That's how we do a lot of our communication, and we have the Waterloo Junior Farmers Facebook page, and as well as just the Junior Farmers Facebook page of Ontario and stuff like that.
Okay, so people can look there.
Yeah.
So you can go online and look for both the junior farmers and the plowing match. What's some of the plowing match links are out there? I mean, there's the main site.
Yeah, there's the main site, which is plowingmatch.org.
Yeah.
And they pretty much, if you go there, they have all the links for different stuff. But they do have a Twitter page, and I'm not sure if their Facebook page is up and going yet. We have a Queen Facebook page, but mainly the website would be your best bet.
Yeah.
Or just talking to people through word of mouth. You find out a lot that way. But
it's good to hear you have new members coming out.
Yes, yes. Junior Front, we have... I've rounded up a couple, and we have other people rounded up a couple, but we were about 8 strong last year, and I think we'll be, by the end of this year, we'll probably be almost double that. So
that's good.
It's
deal.
Good, yeah.
Of course, and then now you'll be at school, so it's going to maybe crimp on your, you'll still be in junior farmers, but at the end of, Are you commuting or living up there? First,
I'm going to be living there in residence. Yeah,
but that's like it is with junior farmers. Your members often come and go as they're, either got new jobs or school or something.
Yeah, and you help when you can. And we have some people already in school right now, but we're doing well. We're a very strong club. We're small, but we're mighty.
Small but mighty.
Small but mighty.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff going on. Holy moly. Well, I'm thinking, Celie, we probably already covered, well, we could talk about all those things a million times again, I suppose. I think for our listeners, they've seen an insight into some of the social aspects of living in a Waterloo region.
Yeah.
And the kind of opportunities that are out there for, anybody. You don't have to be a rural kid necessarily to join junior farmers or 4-H. They just use those things that are more typical of rural areas than you would expect in the city, livestock clubs and rural events. So, any other last words for our listeners before we...
Well, I guess so. If you want to get a hold of me for either junior farmers or plowing match stuff, you can call the plowing match office and they can get a hold of me. I know for the junior farmer stuff, if you can get a hold of Jeff, you can get a hold of me and stuff like that. I'm on Facebook as well. I'm on Twitter and I'm open to come to any events that maybe you'd like me to speak at, or I've done a master ceremonies before for the WFA banquet and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm open to anything. You give me as much notice as possible, that would be greatly appreciated, and I'll do my best to be there.
Folks, there's an opportunity there to have a great guest speaker with lots of things on the go, and to be a part of your celebration, whether it's for the community or association, and so take advantage of that. Lots of experience Celie has gotten over the years as a starting member of a youth group and being the effort involved in becoming Queen of the Furrow, both locally and provincially. So that's our show for today, folks. Celie, before we just say goodbye here, I'm going to play this last song here. What is it called?
Who am I With You?
Yeah,
that's a new hit by Chris Young. It's on his latest CD, but it's newest to the radio, and I don't know, I just love it. It's pretty, touching, I guess, but there's lots of good words and good lyrics, and it's a little bit slower, not quite as upbeat as my other songs, but it's a good change, and very much enjoy it.
Okay, we'll play that. So, listen, Celie, thanks for coming out. You were here in January. Actually, you were here before that when you were the North Dumfries proclaiming the furrow for that match in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
January 1st, 2014, here we are, June 10th of 2014.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Oh, I hope we get you back again to see how that's kind of like a long-going story of what's happening.
Sure, what's happening.
But thanks for coming out, folks. Thanks for coming out, Celie.
You're welcome.
And thanks, people, for listening in. And we'll play our last song today, and we'll see you next week when we come back with another guest and some more stuff. Remember, if you ate today, thank a farmer. Till next week, bye for now.
Been a rolling stone all my life, flying all alone, flying blind. I've seen it all, I've been around, I've been lost and I've been found. But who I am with you is who I really wanna be. You're so good.
Hi, I'm Celie Diebold from the Ontario Plowmen's Association as the 2014 Ontario Queen of the Furrow. You are listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture, or WFA, represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
That's really good. Super. So I'll take that off into the broadcast and use it for a promo, and that's super.
Perfect.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
All right.